Bang Radio.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard. Don't know why, it doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I put my trust in. As far as I can go, for all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust.
Classic Linkin Park there with In The End here on Kerrang Radio, and I'm delighted to be chatting to the one and only Mr. Mike Shinoda. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. You look very well indeed. And might I just say congratulations on the new record From Zero out now. A real triumph, I have to say.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Must be a very proud moment for you, actually. Now it's out. How do you feel about it?
Everybody in the band feels like it's been 5 minutes and like 50 years. Like, okay. We're like, it feels like we finished this album forever ago, and we've been planning and like doing all of this work to like get everything ready for people to see it, ready to like get on a stage, ready to tell people. It's been a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears. And we're just very excited for these shows to be happening and this album to be out.
And well, yeah, I'm very much in the race for a UK number one album as well this week, which is looking good. That's not a bad way to come back, is it?
I try and tell myself that these things are things that we can't control, and they're just, you know, icing on the cake. But at the same time, when they happen, it's hard to not be very, very excited about it.
No, absolutely. I saw you describe the next stage of the band, I suppose we could call it that, as kind of a mathematical equation, which I like that. It kind of removes some of that emotion from the situation, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I definitely, when I say things like that, I know that I'm doing that to like protect myself. Like it's easier to think about it as being like there being a concrete solution to something that's a problem versus like, you know, hey, our band like fell apart and now we have to like figure it out. Like that just sounds, the latter just sounds so chaotic and scary. Yeah. And it's much more manageable to say, okay, there's, you know, we have questions to answer. We have problems that need solutions. And one by one, we'll try and tackle them.
Well, it's not quite Pythagoras's theorem, but I think you've definitely sorted it out and figured out the equation.
Thank you.
I tell you, the first time I heard The Emptiness Machine, I was briefed beforehand by some of your colleagues at the label who were saying, there's a new singer. That's all I was told. And then I got to hear the song and the song starts. And obviously it's just you for about the first 60 seconds. And then all of a sudden it's kind of like, bang, we get this awesome vocal from Emily. And I was like, wow, it was a serious sort of goosebumps moment.
Great. I mean, that's what happened when we recorded it. Like, it was like, we have this idea. The song was actually the demo was actually pretty old. I had written it years ago. And then as time went on, like everybody gravitated towards it. I when I wrote it, I just had such a good feeling about it. I listened back to it and I knew it just, it's so full of Linkin Park DNA. It just couldn't be anything else.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance. Just like you always do. Just like you always do. Already pulling me in. Already under my skin. And I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed.
Linkin Park with The Emptiness Machine. You'll find that on their new album From Zero, of course, released today. And I'll have more chat and conversation with Mr. Mike Shinoda on the way next here on Kerrang Radio.
Kerrang Radio is Fresh Blood with Alex Baker, the new band Breaker.
Every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Kerrang.
Hey, for details.
Rock music. Abandoned by the mainstream media in favour of fake tan and auto-tune. But never abandoned here. This is Kerrang Radio.
Everything that rocks.
Revolver with Fall to Pieces here on Kerrang Radio Friday afternoon with me, Loz Guest, talking to Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park as we celebrate the release of your new album From Zero, which is out today. But if we can go back to the comeback single, if you will, the Emptiness Machine. And I just want to say, when I first heard it, I had this kind of, I don't know, this sense of nostalgia almost.
What I like about it is it's not the most obvious. Like it wasn't like four power chords with octave guitars on top. Like that would have been, to me, that's like much more paint by number. This one had a more inexplainable Linkin Park-ness to it. You know, later in the process, once we were really locked in with Colin and Emily, we made the move to put her in the song in this shape. And I looked at it like, I mean, it's, you know, knowing that it was going to be a first single, we had kind of decided that. And I was thinking, well, if I'm going to introduce somebody, if I'm in person, like if I'm going to introduce you to somebody that I think you should know, I'm going to greet you first. And then I'm going to introduce you to them. and then we're going to have a loose conversation, right? So that's kind of the shape of the song, is like I start it for the first third, and then I introduce her. She's goes for the second third. And then the last third, it's more of a conversation where we're kind of weaving in and out of each other's vocal parts.
It's so effective. It really is. And, you know, I think it probably is, and I know you've said this, probably one of the biggest songs of your career, not just the way it sounds, but also in the way it sort of heralds this new era for the band as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes when we've brought the band back out, when we did the launch show and released that single and so on, you know, things are just very noisy out there, and it's hard to tell how people feel because there's so many voices. And we were prepared that when the band returns, it's going to be very chaotic. There's going to be a lot. And part of it is that, you know, you've got people who have Linkin Park tattoos on their skin. There are people that have like been a part of this community and have a relationship with the band for a very, very long time. And it's going to be uncomfortable for a lot of them to hear new things, to wrap their head around new music and so on. So we were just trying to do our very best to keep the door open, to let them know that like, we're not trying to force anybody to do anything, but we are making things that we really, really love with people that we have the best time with, and we're making stuff that we really like. And by the way, like the Linkin Park DNA is in it. Like it doesn't, is it going to sound the same? No, but I prefer that it be honest. Like, for example, just choosing Emily because it's the most obvious. Like if we make new music with Emily, it's got to be honest and coming from her, right? It can't be an imitation of what was, or else why do it with her? Like, why do it with anybody if it's going to just imitate the old thing? Like, it's never going to live up to the old thing if it's imitation.
So was it immediately obvious to you that Emily was going to sort of work out with Linkin Park? Was it sort of a gradual thing over time that you
thought? Yeah, it was gradual. It was gradual over time. We met way back in like 2019, fell out of touch during COVID, and then picked it back up once we started working again it was me and Joe and Dave. We're spending a lot of time together. And then I started just like gently bringing different people into the studio with them. I met this guy, I met this girl, I met, you know, these people. We should do some sessions, like let's spend a couple days. And eventually when I brought Emily in and we tried a few things, we just naturally kept inviting her back. Like she's just such a unique and talented individual. It was obvious to us that we needed to spend more time together.
One knock at the door and then we both know how the story ends. You can't win if your white flag's out when the war begins. Aiming so high but swinging so low, trying to catch fire but feeling so cold. Hold it inside and hope it won't show. I'm saying it's not, but inside I know.
Today's gonna be the day you notice, 'cause I'm tired of explaining what the joke is.
This is what you asked for.
Number 10 to 1, back then should have bit your tongue, 'cause there's no turning back this path once it's begun. You're already on that list, say you don't want what you can't resist. Waving that sword when the pen won't miss, watch it all falling apart like this.
This is what you asked for, enemy is the crowd. Fire in the sunrise, ashes raining down. Try to hold it in, but it keeps bleeding out. This is what you asked for.
was Linkin Park, Heavy is the Crown, featuring Emily Armstrong on vocals, of course, from their new album, which is out now. Mike, was there a sense, I suppose, during those early days of working with Emily, did you get an idea that she was going to be the missing piece of the puzzle going forward for the band? And then also, what about the other band members? Did they sort of come to that realization as well over time?
I did feel that way, that she was, my instinct said that she was like the best fit, not only from like a vocal standpoint, but like personality wise. I just, when I watched all of us together and the chemistry was just so strong. And then like we'd finish a session and just be like sitting around talking for hours, you know, that speaks volumes. Like, you know, you didn't have to, you could go home. Like the session is over, the song is done. There's nothing else to do that day. And everyone would just kind of kick it and like talk. So yeah, so eventually the other guys said, when it was just like, for example, if it was just me and Joe and Dave in the room, Joe said, hey, like this stuff with Emily is really working out, isn't it? Like she's incredible. It was pretty obvious to us.
I mean, it's like you say in the song, it's, you know, heavy is the crown, I suppose. But as you alluded to a moment ago, you said that things are, you know, relaxed, you know, you hang out after the sessions and you just chill. And you get an idea of that, actually, because there's quite a bit of studio banter on the record, which I really like, this sort of informal dialogue at the end of songs, which sounds like you've got this really nice, friendly, sort of almost no pressure atmosphere.
Yeah, that's more like what it's like being in the studio. Like there are times when we have to like awkwardly get back on task, yeah, right? Because we're just like so distracted. We're off on talking about some meme or some story that about friends or whatever. And then it's like, guys, we're here to do a thing. So like, let's get back on it. But yeah, I do think like that, you know, putting those clips on there was a way to show, just give a peek behind like what's actually happening behind the songs. And then now we're able to show, now that it's, you know, like there's a point at which we couldn't tell anybody anything, right? Yeah. Emily and Colin like didn't even want to tell their friends and family. They were worried that people would gossip and it would leak. And now we can like post these videos that have been accumulating over the past few years. We put them on our YouTube page. We have a series called Linkin Park TV, LPTV. And yeah, if you haven't ever actually, if somebody, you know, listening to, watching this, hasn't seen those, it's a lot of fun. Like, you really get a sense of the people, I think.
This is the letter that I didn't write. Looking for color in the black and white. Skyscrapers recreated on cheeky ground. And I'm trying to find my patience. And I'm not ever right. All we are is time.
Linkin Park, brand new music from their latest album From Zero, which is out today. And delighted to be speaking to Linkin Park's Mike Shinoda. And yeah, that will continue on the way after this here on Kerrang Radio.
Every estimates.
If there's too much roll in your rock, you need something to keep it level. Yeah, that's the spirit.
Kerrang Radio, everything that rocks.
Bring Me the Horizon with Throne on Kerrang Radio Friday afternoon with me, Loz, talking to Mike Shinoda as we celebrate the release of the brand new Linkin Park album From Zero, which is out today. And Mike, I just want to ask you, are you pleased, I suppose, overall with the reaction from the fans to this next stage for the band?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. It's a very difficult thing. It's a very difficult proposition to be for them. You know, to have this band that they have a long-standing relationship to and a community that they feel like they're a part of and they've contributed to, and then have that change. So I think that, you know, for most of them, I mean, of course there were fans that were like, no matter what Linkin Park does, like, I'm on board. So, and that's fantastic. But I think that for most people, it was like, let's see, show me what you got. Show me what this new, you know, band is, what this new sound is. And I'll make my decision from there. And we've started putting things out, and I've seen a lot, actually more than I expected. I was seeing this week, after people gave the album a chance, they were saying, like, you know, I was vocally against, I said, I don't like this new chapter, and I've now changed my mind. And that, I think that's a very mature, I appreciate the maturity of giving us a chance. I also appreciate the fact that like big change doesn't always come immediately. I think that, you know, over time, our job is to win those fans over. And if we lose fans, if they just simply are not, don't like the new thing, then our job is to find, since the band has changed, the fan base might change. So we're out there, you know, connecting with new fans, like the
exactly
the crowds in the crowds. There's so many, it's more new faces than old faces at these shows.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you'll see plenty of those new faces on the world tour as well, which is going to be underway, touring for most of next year. You're going to put in some serious air miles, but you must be really looking forward to that. Playing Wembley Stadium, actually, in the UK.
Yeah, that's right. That's June 28th. I'm looking at it here. It's a, you know, it's a pretty big tour for us, 50-ish dates worldwide. We've got Latin America, Asia, US and Europe, and kind of back into some of those territories. So yeah, we're excited next summer to be coming to Wembley with JPEG Mafia and Spirit Box.
Brilliant.
Love both of them.
Yeah.
It's a very exciting lineup, and it's gonna be a really great show.
All right, well, Mike, I'll leave you to it. I know you're very busy, but congratulations on the new album. Good luck with the number one slot in the UK here this week. Fingers crossed. I think you're gonna do it, and we'll see you on the road next year.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
The gas from a burner.